Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. You are listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. This is East Martel. Today is the 7th of Dhulqa'dah, 1441, which corresponds to June 29th, 2020. Today is Monday. It is approaching Maghrib. And, man, I've been prepping some stuff to talk about in the past couple days. But then yesterday, I believe it was, a sister, I guess this was 2 days ago when this event happened, but I was tagged in a post about it yesterday, and our sister Sophia Rashid is kind of became a little bit famous here in, I don't know, it seems like it's spreading around farther than locally, but she seemed to cause a little bit of a rustle, I guess you should say. Now, if you're the type of person who runs with the I'm a woke Muslim narrative, you are super leaning in a direction that is fueled by the media and not the right media, the left media. You're probably not going to like what I'm about to say about this incident because it kind of goes against the grain of the Muslims liking to be oppressed, particularly white converts who decide to become oppressed when they convert to Islam. So, our sister Sophia, if you happen to ever listen to this, this is not a direct attack against you, but I am going to use your example here, or your incident, as an example of a bunch of things that we could change or view differently. So, Sophia had this incident in Stillwater, Minnesota, which, if you are not from the area, Stillwater is on the river. It's on the border of Wisconsin. It is along Highway 95 runs through it. The highway drops to like 30 miles an hour as you go through this town. It's an awesome town. A lot of people go there on the weekends. It has some good restaurants. It's a very relaxed place. But this area where we live, so I live north of Stillwater. This area has a lot of bikes, like motorcycles that ride through because it's a nice area to go cruising and biking through. We're out of the city pretty decently. We're like 30 miles out, so it's kind of farmland and nice back roads that you can ride on. So there's in the summer, motorcycles come through, and motorcycle gangs obviously exist too. So I'm going to read what Sophia had posted on Facebook, and I'm going to comment on it, I guess, as I go along. It'll be easier than going back and trying to comment on the whole thing, because it's a rather lengthy post. So here we go. This is posted by Sophia Rashid on June 27th at 23:13, which is 11:13 p.m. She says, So tonight I decided to take my daughter to eat at Leo's Grill and Malt Shop in Stillwater, Minnesota. The weather was so gorgeous, and it was well before evening. As a very, very visible Muslim woman, I'm always on my guard, especially when I venture outside the city. But tonight, I was overall relaxed. I was simply enjoying some amazing hamburgers, root beer, and restaurant coloring pages with my 4-year-old. As I was sitting outside on Leo's patio with my 4-year-old daughter, the four is spelled out, but there's an asterisk before the letter F and after the letter R, I guess to emphasize that she was 4 years old. As I was sitting outside on Leo's patio with my 4-year-old daughter, I noticed some men walking up next to the patio fence, very close to where we were sitting. They were wearing motorcycle vests which read "Aryan Cowboys," and they were motioning at me and my 4-year-old daughter, or 4-year-old, and then at each other. Now, I am no expert in IDK fascist motorcycle gangs, but I caught on pretty quick that these were actual Nazis, and they were making eye contact with me while talking between themselves. All right, so I'm going to stop right here. You don't know that these were Nazis. All right. The fact that our culture throws around this term Nazi is appalling. Right. Nazis threw people in ovens and cooked them alive. So, I mean, they gassed people. I mean, we know what the Nazis did. These motorcycle gangs, I mean, there's no like Nazis in that effect here. And we're using this term to like draw attention to it. Right. On top of this, how did she know these were Nazis? Or wait, I'm assuming she means white supremacist. Right. That's what you're getting at. But white supremacists now mean Nazi. These people were just looking at her. They were in her own words, they were motioning at me and my 4-year-old daughter, and then at each other. Now, let me tell you about Sophia. Sophia is a white Muslim, I'm assuming she's a convert Muslim, who wears a hijab and a niqab. Now, you're free to wear whatever you want, and the fact that she chooses to wear a niqab is great on her, right? But you're leaving our city of Minneapolis or St. Paul, which is has a strong, diverse culture there, and you're going out to the country. To the country where a lot of white people and a lot of racists live. We know this because of all the crimes that have been happening in Minnesota, right? Particularly recently with certain police killing people of color, black people particularly. So, given all this that you know and our current state, you wearing niqab and going to Stillwater is bound to draw attention, right? You can argue that it shouldn't. You can argue that's not right. I can wear whatever you want. Yes, all that is true. But the fact is clear that you're going to draw attention by going there, right? And you drew attention of these guys who were motioning at you and then at each other. But at this point, they weren't really doing anything, right? And yet you insinuate, or she insinuated, that they were Nazis. Right. So we'll continue in her own words. I've been in not all that safe situations around racist Islamophobes before, but this one was just different, and I knew it almost immediately. Something was extra wrong. Wrong beyond a group Nazis walking casually down a busy street in broad daylight, obviously trying to signal to me that they saw my presence and weren't too happy. Pause here. Yeah, I mean, they saw her, and given that these people were likely white supremacists or racists or whatever you want to call them, they're not going to like you, obviously, because of what you're wearing. That doesn't, still, nothing was done wrong at this point, right? Nothing. They're walking around. Yeah, they don't, someone doesn't like you, they're not doing anything, you know? They're looking at you or whatever, but you happen to stand out. And in their worldview, they don't want you there. It's clear, right? But you have the right to be there. And clearly, you're not in any danger or anything. But you're going... I'm saying you here as if you are listening, but I'm using it in general sense in case you aren't. But you're going into, like, victim mode here. What's happening is that you are instantly portraying yourself as a victim. You're putting yourself into victim mindset, right? Without anything happening, right? Nothing is happening here. People are looking at you, right? People of a certain way of ideology that is strongly against yours is looking at you. Nothing wrong with that, right? Nothing. And they're not happy. Yeah. Still, you're sitting in a restaurant that has a patio, right? Relatively safe. Nothing. You're on a public street in the middle of the day. So I'm going to continue in her words again. So my lovely, wonderful server comes by, pictured below, and hands me the bill. I don't remember what I said exactly, but something came out of my mouth to the effect of, "Oh my God, actual Nazis are right over there." So she snapped into action, recognizing the danger of the situation and the power privilege her whiteness had in that very moment. She called her friends, the servers. They saw the Nazis and demanded I let them walk me to my car after I turned them down the first couple times they insisted. Pause. Come on now. Come on, sister. Sophia. Really? 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 Oh my God, there are actually Nazis right over there. Really? Come on. You're white too. You're white, right? You're white. I don't know you. I never saw you, but you're white. Your photo shows you as a white niqabi, right? You're white. You have white privilege too. Just remember that, because I'm about to slap it to you when we get farther. You got white privilege just like these girls do too. Here we go in her own words again. These were teenagers who, without a second thought, demanded I let them put their bodies on the line as literal shields between me, my daughter, and the actual Nazis. I cannot thank them enough, nor can I adequately express the pure courage and allyship these girls had. Pause. Sister, again. Come on. You're writing. You should just write for the newspaper or something. Not on Facebook. They're not shielding you from anything. You're not in danger. You're sitting in Stillwater, Minnesota, drinking a hamburger. I mean, drinking a milkshake or whatever you said, eating a hamburger. Come on, man. Come on. You're putting yourself, you're transforming the situation into a I want to be a victim type of thing, right? And you're calling teenagers to help you. Teenagers, right? Teenagers, when you are a grown adult with a daughter, right? So I'm going to continue because this just gets better. So as we were sitting there thinking about the Nazis, racially motivated acts of hate at their high school, and the future their Generation Z sees in terms of social justice and equity, multiple groups of, quote, Aryan cowboys and Hell's Angels walk by in groups of 3 to 6. It became clear at that point that these two separate groups, one at least being directly tied to Nazi-based ideology, had very intentionally shown up together for some specific purpose. It seemed like they were walking around simply to flex their power and control over Stillwater, demanding both recognition and fear. I felt like I was on a little boat bobbing in the middle of the ocean while being circled by sharks. Yeah, pause. Yeah, because they came to Stillwater to hunt you down, specifically you. Aryan cowboys and Hell's Angels heard that Sophia, the Niqabi, was eating at the corner store, Leo's, and let's go hunt her down like a good old-fashioned witch hunt. Look it. Come on, sister. I mean, you don't want to be judged, right? Here's the thing. Muslims don't want to be judged. Right? You don't want to be judged. But clearly, you see biker gangs and you straight up judge them as being Nazis and they're not going to like you, right? They're not going to like you. Maybe, right? Maybe they wanted to learn about Islam. How about that? And they're looking at you thinking, oh, can we talk to her? What's going on? Should we talk to her? I want to know about the religion. What is she here? No, you don't know. You are judging them, right? In the same manner that you don't want to be judged, right? And in doing so, you're playing this victim card that all Muslims play. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, I am not trying to put down Muslim women, right? Because this is an issue. There is actual issues with people targeting Muslim women and Muslims in general and minorities. And I mean, all this stuff is real. But this case here is just her overreacting. Her escalating the situation. It gets better. And I'm going to, like I said, if you're Muslim, chances are you ain't going to like what I say. So we'll keep going. Then I saw a police car driving right behind them. Now, I don't know if they were following them or not, or if they did end up stopping them, but it certainly appeared like in Stillwater, Nazis can just stroll up and down a busy street on a Saturday night with little to no impunity. Pause. Yes, they can, because these aren't Nazis, right? And you don't have to keep putting Nazis in all capital letters. These are white biker gangs, Hell's Angels. Yes, some might be associated with white supremacy, but they are doing nothing wrong. How do you know they were just stroll? They went for a bike. They're a gang. They're a group of people. They go on bike rides. They stopped in Stillwater. It's a major stopping point. It's a major place to eat. They got a gas station. The next gas station, if you're riding up 95, the next gas station ain't for a long time, right? The next place to eat ain't for a long time, Right? So you got to think about all this stuff, and you can't just quickly judge people. And at this point, they still didn't even do anything wrong. They looked at you. They looked at you, and you're saying they mean mugged you, but they didn't do anything. They looked at you. And you're going into complete panic victim mode because someone looked at you in a way you deemed was like a Nazi, right? We are going to continue. In her words, we waited until there was a pause between the groups and began walking as fast as possible to my car, which was not close by at all. We decided to stay on the busiest street just in case. And thank God we did, because literally within seconds we saw one of the Nazi groups walking on the other side of the street. They saw me, locked eyes, and literally crossed the street directly towards us. So at this point I was like, there's no way I can really run away, especially since I'm with my 4-year-old daughter. There's no way I can fight off these guys. Even though I had on my Doc Martens, I know. I don't know this word here that she's saying. I know UM group of 15 plus actually Nazis in capitals, actual Nazis in capitals, is just above my combat skills. So I decided to start taking pictures. Pause here, right? So now we know, right? We know that she's either legitimately, which I can believe in her situation, she's legitimately panicking here. But I believe that this panic was self-inflicted to put herself in the victim mode, right? Whether she did this intentionally or not, this is my thoughts on my opinion on the matter. And don't say I'm not giving her the benefit of the doubt, right? Or I disbelieve that this is what happened, because I believe this happened. I just think that she overreacted to the situation and used it to present herself as a victim, which, and you're not going to like what I'm about to say, which a lot of people that are white that convert to Islam do, particularly people that convert to Islam and marry a minority Muslim, right? You do this. Let me just say, you do this, right? So, she ain't gonna fight 15 Nazis, right? Nobody is, really. No single person's gonna fight 15 Nazis if they are actual Nazis, but biker gang dudes, right? So, her thought is to start taking photos, right? Now, what do you think is going to happen if you see someone taking your photo, right? She's doing everything possibly wrong to de-escalate a situation here, right? So instead of going back in the restaurant, right? Instead of just going back in the restaurant, she knew she had the restaurant girls with her, the employees. She could have went in, asked them to, like, okay, I'm just gonna sit in here, until this boat dies down, or whatever. Call the police. I'm scared. I'm worried. No, instead, she's gonna start taking pictures of random people, which she then posts in this post. Then she posts these pictures of people, and they are all looking at her like, "Why the hell are you taking my photo?" Right? Of course, you're gonna be mad, And it's just filling in the typical stereotype of everything that's going on right now. So we're going to continue again, because her post still goes. It's still got a bit going. In my mind, I'm like, if they hurt, kill me or anyone else tonight, at least I got their faces. So yeah, there they were, literally right up next to me. They kept making eye contact and started making comments, yelling. Though I was honestly so scared, my ears were ringing, and I don't remember exactly what they said. They could have been saying, I'm going to pause here again, but this is my words. They could have been saying, "Yo, how do I become Muslim? How do I become Muslim? What's going on? How do I do this? What do I got to do? Why are you dressed like that?" These types of things. But you don't know, because you have, from the moment you saw them, painted them to be bad and yourself to be a victim before you were actually a victim of anything, right? So at this point, your body is completely in the mode of like basic instinct, fear, or whatever. So I'm going to continue. I told the teens who, again, seeing the danger, had scooped up my daughter and were literally covering her with their bodies while trying to walk away to run. I told teenagers I barely knew to run with my four-year-old daughter. Pause. Look at how she writes here, right? It's like writing, and I mean, she might have felt this way, because clearly she wrote it like this, but she is writing in a very provocative type of writing, using wording that's very triggering, right? She emphasizes constantly that her daughter's 4 years old. She uses terms like they were literally covering her with their bodies. Like what, they're being shot? No, they're carrying her out. If you look at the picture, they're just carrying her. The girl is like half their size. They probably were struggling to pick her up. That's why it looks like they're covering her with their bodies. Then she's like emphasizing how she told like random strangers to run with her daughter, her four-year-old daughter. Again, I mean, this is just complete nonsense, right? Nonsense. She goes on. Thankfully, we were able to quickly walk away, but within 20 seconds, there was another group. Same thing happened. And then another group. Finally, one more group with a lady turned around to yell at me. We literally had at least 15 to 20 actual Nazis at this point. Not in one single group, but a large number of smaller groups. It's like they were patrolling downtown Stillwater, exhibiting some sort of strategic plan to do who knows what. This was in the span of one block. Okay, let's pause here again. What the hell was everybody else in Stillwater doing? Right? That's what I want to say. You weren't the only one on the street, and Stillwater is typically filled with tourists or groups of people walking around. So you're saying that no one was doing anything, and there were just Nazis walking around, and they decided to target you and swarmed out of like the bookstore and all these other little shops and decided to target you, who was, right? And don't forget, they were probably yelling at you because you took out your camera and started taking photos of them. I would yell at you too. I would be like, why are you taking my photo? Stop, you know? You're fulfilling, right? You're fulfilling prejudices, whether they are good or bad, towards Muslims who want to be victims, right? There is this narrative that is going around, and you are fulfilling that. Continue some more. I realized walking three more blocks to my car was off the table. So the teens took me to a hotel, Hotel Laura, where their friend worked. Again, everyone who worked at the hotel jumped to action and made me know that as long as I'm in their building, I'm safe. I can't describe how I was feeling at this point. Guilt for somehow subjecting my daughter to Nazi gangs when all I wanted is to buy her some ice cream and to show her the St. Croix River. Shaky numbness and sudden pangs of fear as the reality of what was going on finally hit. All I could say was thank you over and over to the girls from Leo and everyone else from the hotel. I decided to call the one group white supremacists recognized as enemies but equal humans, the police. I called them, they showed up and asked me to hop into their squad car to escort me to my vehicle. I accepted the offer but demanded a report be made as well. Okay, we're gonna pause here. Here's where we truly see the type of sister Sophia is. She calls the police white supremacists, right? Come on now. Come on. I'm shaking my head. You can't see it because this is audio. But this is the problem, you know. And we see, like I said, what kind of thing this really is. She wants to be a victim. I'm going to continue here. So while I was in the car, I could hear the officers outside discussing that they've seen Hell's Angels in the area. One officer got back in the car, and I reported everything that happened, sent the pictures I had taken, and got my case number. The officer making the report stated that they haven't had Hell's Angels in the area for a long time, and that he wasn't familiar with the Aryan Cowboys. He did a quick search, and they popped up along with their insignia. He stated that normally it is very up to date on, and he stated that he is normally very up to date on motorcycle gangs being in Stillwater, is a river town. I guess I didn't realize river towns and Nazis were synonymous. Also, it's horrifying that doing his job requires being extra up to date on Nazis. Here she goes again. This is me talking now. Here she goes again, referring to them as Nazis when they are white supremacists. Right? I don't like white supremacists, but white supremacists are not Nazis, and I certainly hate Nazis more. Right? But you can't just use this language to turn a relatively small incident into a large public scandal, which you've done. I mean, this went viral like within hours of you posting this, right? So if you wanted to be famous, you got it. All right, so I'm going to continue. This is the end of what she had to say. I don't even know what to say. Actual Nazis descending on a busy town on a lovely summer, on a lovely Saturday night, and it appears that they were trying to establish their presence as well as terrorize anyone who they felt shouldn't be there or exist for that matter. I can't even believe what happened tonight just happened. Then she edited, like wrote a bunch of huge, massive, like, things. I'm not going to read the edits because I haven't read them actually up until now, and I read this on day one, and this is what I'm commenting on. So that's what happened, right? This whole time, she escalated the situation from the moment it began. As we saw in me reading it, right? Now, what I'm about to say will probably really, really get you mad, but goes back to the beginning. She referred to the white privilege that these girls had, right? She herself is white, right? If she felt threatened, well, before I say this, right? Before I jump to that, I'm going to drop this bomb Islam card on your ass, right? You're wearing a niqab, right? So if you want to practice Islam like this, which I'm for, don't get me wrong, I'm for, I have nothing against niqab, right? It is a valid opinion that you can wear it, and it's a valid opinion that you don't have to wear it, right? This is a debatable thing. To me, it doesn't matter. I'm 100%, if any female wants to wear it, I'll back you. So you wearing it, I'm going to back you in that regard, right? But if you want to go down this route, and you have a daughter now, you have a daughter, you are leaving the city, you are going to the country, right? You clearly have some knowledge of Minnesota, right? Where is your male companion? Right? Where is he? Right? You want to play Islam like this. You want to go down this route. This right here is the reason why women in Islam should roll with a companion. Right here it is. There is no case that you can argue. This is a prime example. right? You are in a non-Muslim country, right? You are, or we as a country, are in a crazy state. We have a president who is pumping out craziness, right? And you're making this decision to dress like this, which is nothing wrong with you, and you have the right to do that, right? But you need to be aware of the reality of situations, right? You're choosing to dress like this. Now you're traveling without a guardian, right? Or even another woman, right? You're traveling alone, dressed like this. You're going to stand out. Whether you think you should, you can dress however you want. Yeah, that's true. But you need to understand that you're going to stand out. It's not that difficult to understand. You're going to stand out. Wearing a niqab here in the U.S., you stand out, right? You don't blend in. It's not like we're in a Muslim country where you see women dressed like this, you know? And so the people are used to it. Here they're not. Here they're not, so they view it as odd or weird or whatever. And by your actions here, right, it just fulfills like this thing that these people that already don't like Muslims, it fulfills their ideas about it, right? So you don't have your companion, right? I can't say much else about that. And I'm not going to say that this wouldn't have happened if you had a dude with you. But realistically, you would have felt safer because there was a dude with you, right? Even if that dude was the wimpiest dude around, you would have at least had some sense of security that this dude would have got my back, right? But no, you're dressing this way, going out, and now this happens, right? Subhanallah. So now this is what I'm about to say is really going to tick you off, really, right? In the beginning, right, what you don't understand and what people like this don't understand, you got white privilege too. When you were in Leo's, or you were on the patio, and when you saw this starting to happen, you could have went into Leo's, right? You could have just lifted your niqab, taken off your niqab, right? That would have de-escalated the situation a lot, right? More so, right? More so, when they took you in the hotel, you could have taken off your hijab, taken off your niqab, walked out of that restaurant as a white woman, and nobody would have even noticed anything because you would have blended right in with everyone in Stillwater, right? Brown people can't do that, right? That's something that minorities, people of color, black people, brown people, Asian people, they can't do that, right? You had the choice to do that, and you did not do that. You chose to continue to play the victim card, to have, I feel, and I could be wrong. If I'm wrong and you're listening, you're welcome to contact me and say that's not how it was, whatever. I feel that this happens by choice of whites, converts to Islam, because they want to be part of the minority, right? They're choosing to be this way, excuse me. They're choosing this. They're choosing to have these experiences, right? Now, you're not choosing that Aryan, like, or white supremacist, whatever, happened to be in Stillwater, and you didn't choose to, like, have this run-in, but you chose actions which escalated the situation instead of de-escalating the situation. And I grant it, you might not have tactical training on how to de-escalate situations, but you know what? You should. Especially if you're going to dress like this, especially if this is the way you're going to live Islam, if you're going to live Islam this way, you need to do it 100%. Facts. You need to do it 100%. You need to have a dude with you, right, when you're walking around. Period, point blank, this is the reason why. If you're going to live Islam this way, you're in the U.S., right? I told my wife this 6 years ago, 7 years ago. I said, look, you need to go get your carry permit and be packing heat. That was 7 years ago, right? 7 years ago, I said that. I'm going to tell you, Sophia, you know what? You know what you need to do. You need to go get your permit and start packing. If this is how you... Now, let me just say one thing, though. I wouldn't want you whipping out a gun when you're in this state of mind here, because that would have been extremely dangerous. You would have started popping off shots and whatever. But if you get trained on how to use a weapon, you get trained to not be a victim like this. You get empowered. All women should be like this, right? All women should feel empowered. They should have like training like this, particularly if you are a minority woman, right? Minority, particularly if you are a Muslim, particularly if you're a Muslim practicing Islam in this way, right? So there's a lot of things right there that could have been done, right? This particular thing annoyed the heck out of me. I 100% disagree with it. I can't stand these woke people, right? I can't stand it. I can't stand, and when I say I can't stand, I'm just speaking like whatever. I mean, I love Sophia for the sake of Allah as my sister, right? All Muslim women, look, I'm going to have your back. Point blank, flat out, nothing. If I was there, I would have had your back. Why weren't there any dudes? Let's ask this question. Why weren't there any dudes out there helping you? Right, and this adds to my confusion. If this incident is going on in the middle of Stillwater, to the degree that you're saying, I really can't fathom that some other guy wouldn't have stepped up and helped you. I really can't. I'm sorry. There's a lot of vets in Stillwater, and there's a lot of vets that are like, no, that's not what this is about. Right? You may hate vets. Clearly, you have some issue. Right? You're saying that other racist group, the police, right? And the police ain't racist. Let's just be, there's racists in the police, but you can't put this organization like this. Come on, because you called them, right? Now, when you're panicking, you went and called the police, right? Man, I'm telling you, I don't know. Like I said, I believe this happened. I'm not doubting that. And I believe this is how she interpreted it, how it happened. But, you know, she either was in really, like, severe panic mode and was viewing it this way. But I do not believe that if we were watching this as it happened, it wouldn't have the severity of this. And I'm not taking away from her experience, so don't try to give me this, you know, experience this or whatever the kind of BS that all these woke people try to run. No. I'm speaking straight up, to the point, flat out. That's it, you know. So I don't know what else to say. I wanted to talk about Dave Chappelle, right? Because he dropped some bomb like 2 weeks ago or whatever. 8:46. If you didn't see that, watch it. I do want to talk about that. I wanted to talk about how millennials talk too, because they talk in a weird way that I notice. So I've been making notes since the last time about issues, but this one just popped off, and I figured I'd address it right here because it was jumping everywhere, right? So if you listen to this, thanks a lot. If you have an issue with it, you're free to contact me. My email is strangermartel@gmail.com. You can talk to me on Facebook if you want. Sister Sophia, like I said, I love you for the sake of Allah. I hope, may Allah bless you. You know what? I hope you have no ill will towards me or anyone listening. This is just my opinion of the situation and my advice that I give to you and to everyone listening. Till next time, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.